Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm a good for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him. Come on now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today as we're here in the sanctuary of the Father, just having a good time in the Lord. And we just thank God for another Sunday. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah, he's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Come on now. Hallelujah. When we don't even look out for ourselves, God is still looking out for us. Come on now, y'all. Hallelujah. We thank God today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today. Hallelujah. And right now, before I go off the deep end, hallelujah, we better have Pastor Peaches come and give the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And please look at your visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org.
Hallelujah.
And look at the ministry's website to see what the ministry's vision is. And also, go to GoFundMe.com and pull up Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. And you can donate from $20 up to $2.5 million.
Hallelujah.
We're believing God.
Hallelujah.
For a facility that's going to be able to host a sanctuary and to host classes and be able to have a dining hall and be able to minister to God's people.
Hallelujah.
We believe in God for it. And you can be a part of it. Don't forget, even when you come to church on Sunday, bring your pennies. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in Uganda building that hospital. If there's too many pennies for you to bring out, just give us a call. We'll come by and pick them up. Thank you so much for governing yourself and calling you to the announcement.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to remember, children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One penny is 356.95 shillings in the dollar money. So one penny does a whole lot. We thank God for y'all even doing that. We thank God for all of you who are telling people on a daily basis, at least one person each day, that God loves them, and we love them too.
Hallelujah.
That's so important, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Some people have taken their lives because they felt no one loved them. They never heard those words come out of their father's mouth or their mother's mouth or a sibling's mouth or anybody, the church member's mouths. They hadn't heard that, and they felt that they were all alone. But hallelujah, he never leaves you nor forsakes you.
Amen.
You're not alone, y'all.
Hallelujah.
So let's remind people that God loves them.
Amen.
And you love them too.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, all of you that do that.
Hallelujah.
It means a whole lot to that person. Hallelujah. Somebody said one time they saw a little girl running up and down the seashore. There were a lot of starfish that had been floated on the shore, and she was running and throwing the starfish back into the water, picking them up, mm-hmm. throwing them. Someone said, "That's a useless thing. There's so many starfish." But the person retorted, "It meant something to that one starfish that got back in the water."
Right. Amen.
So you may think, "Well, just one person may not do something." It'll mean something to that one person. Call that one person.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody you haven't talked to in a long time.
Hallelujah.
Haven't seen in a long time. Call them up and tell them, okay, I just wanted to call you and tell you that God loves you.
Hallelujah.
And I love you too.
Hallelujah.
He has a blessed and victorious day.
Hallelujah.
That, I mean, how much does that cost? Y'all, talk to me now. How much does that cost?
Zero.
Hallelujah.
Zero.
And well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. That's true.
Hallelujah.
I think you had a tie that time. Come on. Come on here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is. All the time. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I know out there in radio land, you're wondering what's going on. So many people talk about praise the Lord. And their Lord is the devil. Or their Lord is Muhammad or Buddha or Confucius or Plato or Foot or somebody. You know, but it ain't Jesus.
Amen.
So we like to hit the nail on the head. Is that right?
Amen.
We don't want to be missing it. Is that right?
Amen.
So when somebody says, you know what? Mm-hmm. You say, Jesus is Lord.
Lord. That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And you want to check whether somebody's a child of the King?
Hallelujah.
Yes. I say, look here. Let me hear you say this. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
And if they don't, if they can't say that,
mm-hmm.
I suggest you don't
right.
you know, co-sign anything that they say. Because their Lord may be the devil himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Well, before, did we, I guess we did go through the the housekeeper suggestion.
Yeah.
I need y'all to give people's names up to in your mind.
Yes, thank you.
Because somewhere along the line, somebody prayed for you.
Yes.
Oh, you remember when you were in a tight spot about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, or even 15 minutes ago.
Yes.
Somebody prayed for you.
Yes.
Thank
you.
They had you on their mind.
Oh, yes.
They could have been doing other things.
Yes. That's right.
They could have been playing games on their cell phone.
Uh-huh.
They could have been talking on the phone and gossiping, talking about who struck John and this, that, and the other, and Sister Little and all that other kind of stuff. They could have been doing that. But you know what they did? They prayed to God for you. They called you. They called you by your name. They called your name out, and they said, Father, bless them. Help them. So somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. So right now, we're going to do the same thing for others. Hallelujah. I'm going to key up this selection, and then we're going to start putting people's names into the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up,
blessings go down.
Yes. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we do thank you. The signs and wonders and miracles shall follow as we put people's names into the atmosphere of blessings. Pastor Peaches, brother, God bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland, God bless you.
Yes.
The Deacon, Annette James, God bless you. Sister Anne Jeanette Harris. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Mother Harris. Hallelujah. Rosalind Yvette. Ronald. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Sterling and Barry and David and Reggie and Scooter and Alan and Donya and Tiffany and Bianca. Coco and Faith. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie, Big Stephanie, Little Stephanie, hallelujah. Desiree, Monica, Julius, Joshua, Little Mitchell, Victor, hallelujah. Pastor Mitchell Warren, First Lady Darlene Warren, hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee, Pastor Theodis Lee, Sister Joan, Sister Lil, hallelujah. Tiny and Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Earl and another Earl and another Earl and another Earl and still one more Earl and Tavon and another Tavon and another Tavon. Another Tavon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Joyce Stinson. Another Tavon. And Maurice. Hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill and Elder Rosetta Carey and her husband. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Elder Kimmy Stevenson and Prophet Cynthia and another Prophet Cynthia and Minister Janice and Sister Yvette. Hallelujah. And Sister Yvonne. Hallelujah. And Sheila from Jessup's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Archbishop Marcia Abrams, Archbishop Kerry Robinson, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Dr. Nancy McKnight, hallelujah. Norman Nevins, hallelujah. Shakari, the Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah, glory to Apostle Dustin Harper. First Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, Protege Nidokrita, Apostle Dwight Smith, First Lady Linda Smith, Sister Sandra Orange, Elder Tommy Orange, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright, hallelujah. Pastor Viola Wright, Dr. Helene Russell, Harry Warsaw, Brother Harry Warsaw, Brother John, Gary Don Williams, Wilson, hallelujah. Denise Williams and her husband, the Honorable Sir. Audrey Bird and her husband. Audrey Bird, maybe a prophetic word. God. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Carol King. Carolyn Powers. Doug and Teresa Wilson, hallelujah. Brother Anthony, hallelujah. Manuel, hallelujah. Paula and Bob, hallelujah. Kat and Martha, hallelujah. Sister Lee, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that signs and wonders and miracles follow the words, the names that were placed into the atmosphere are blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let's praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That's all right. That was close enough. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God for all of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for this congregation here. They are sensitive to the spirit of the living God. They know stuff. They're not just coming to church to be entertained. They're coming to hear what that says, Lord. That's why they got conferences and notebooks and ink pens and highlighters. Hallelujah. That's why they bring their Bibles with them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Oh, we bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, blessed be God.
Bless the Lord.
Be ruthless of Adonai.
Hallelujah.
At this time.
Thank you, Father.
Without further ado. I'm going to turn
thank
the pastor's
you.
Corner
hallelujah.
Over to
thank
a Holy Ghost field, tongue talking,
hallelujah.
Five baptized, guardian of the altar, hallelujah, minister of the word,
thank you.
None other than Pastor Peter's Bird. I'm a poet and didn't know it.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Right here beside you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I was told once that some of the things we go through in this life, we go through for someone else. Or to be able to tell someone that they can make it. Or the situation at that time may not be for us, but may be for someone in the future. I told that person, I won't do that. I want them to go through their own stuff And I've gone through some hard knocks lately, and I don't. You know, but there is a difference when you're
ministering to somebody from personal experiences versus you just giving them the word of God. But sometimes I feel like, I ain't just giving the word of God. I ain't got to go through that.
Right.
Because who wants to go through anything?
Come on now.
Who wants to go through the whole hot knot?
Right.
Who wants to go through the loss of a child? Who wants to go through the loss of a job? Who wants to go through, I guess, a car accident or the loss of a limb to be able to tell somebody, oh, you can make it through that situation.
Right.
God will be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell them God will be there for you because the word of God said, I never leave you, no mistake.
That's right.
I thought it was somebody told me that, well, everything you may be going through, it may not be just for you, but it may be for somebody else in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just telling them, well, let them go through their own stuff.
That's right, be real.
I don't want to go through their own stuff.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Truly, who wants to have a Tuesday to be able to tell somebody else, oh, you know what? I had a toothache one time before, and you know what? I got some holy oil, some olive oil, and I put it on my finger, and I put it right on my gum. And don't you know the Lord put the pain away? No! I don't want to have to have a bill and go all the way up to the due date and to the point of something being turned off. And praying up to the 59th minute and the 11th hour and the 59th second for to know, oh God, and then go, no, it's too much time wrecking.
Yeah.
Truly, I don't.
Nope.
I don't.
Nope.
But
mm-hmm.
Psalms 30, verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night.
Yeah.
But joy cometh in the morning.
Yes.
Joy cometh in the morning. Sometimes when you're going through some stuff, sometimes you don't see the morning. Sometimes it may feel like the morning is so far away.
Yes.
But we have to believe that God's word says joy will come in the morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Galatians 5:17 says, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified. Galatians 5:17, it says, for the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to each other, continually withstanding and in conflict with each other, so that you are not free, but are prevented from doing what you desire to do. That's why we have to, down to the 22nd verse, and we all know what that is because the pastor's quoting those scriptures all the time. But the fruit of the Spirit,
yes.
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
yes.
The work which His presence within accomplishes is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness. Verse 23, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, kindness. Against such there is no law that can bring a charge.
Hallelujah.
What can bring conviction more than the word of God? Just let us know where are we supposed to be standing and that we're not there by ourselves. And that we are there, or we are here to draw the world. And that the world is ever looking at us. Everything we go through, everything we say, every step we make, and every turn we take.
I'll be watching you.
And believe you me, they're watching they're watching you when you come out your house today.
Yes.
They're watching you today, then you were coming out to the apartment building to go to the bus stop. They're saying, Brookshire, you're watching me. And a lot of times we don't think, we may not see it. I have witnessed this for myself, what I've been told. And I remember years ago, the nuns in the block that I was living in, my children I was living in, they said, we watch you. We see you. And we're going to help you and your children out. So therefore, when I was coming out, they were, I guess, peeping from behind the curtain. When I was out there playing, looking crazy, but the only parent watching, playing with the children, I guess I was looking kind of crazy. The only parent out there playing with the kids, they said, well, we're going to help you take care of your children. Something like that. I didn't see them watch me, but they were watching me. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Well, what if I was asking children to be that night? What if I had Bobo pulling up in his Randy Dean car, you know, and I was going around the corner for, you know, a few minutes or whatever. After I told my children to sleep. And believe you me, every closed eye I'm seeing. Somebody was able to tell me that too. They were like, we see, but you know what happened when you went out the house the other night? So-and-so said, I wasn't there. You saw me go out the house? People see. So therefore, that's why we have to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What's going to draw them.
Yes.
And sometimes they may even test you to see what you're going to say, how you're going to react.
Yes.
They want to see is this joy and peace and temperance and people are they going to fly off the handle and not step on their toes? If I bump their bumper, if I do this to them, if I steal their mail, if I do this, if I take their package, through all of these things, we have to exhibit the word. Some of these things in life we go through, no, they're not just for us. They're not just for us. But they are there if something happens that we may show the attributes of Christ in us so that they, the world, may be drawn unto God. And believe you me, I've witnessed that too.
Yeah.
I overheard you speak to someone about Jesus. And I told myself, I'm going to give this Jesus another chance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, huh? Wow. But what if I was cussing somebody else? Yeah. I mean, those were cussful words or whatever in my heart. But who's to say that they were, you know, somebody wanted to do something, they were going to fly out my mouth. I was like, wow, where did that come from? That's at the same time as plenty of people.
Yeah.
And then after something came out, I said, oh my goodness, that's the wow. But who's to say that someone isn't overhearing or they aren't listening to our conversation? We overhear all our conversations. I'm not the only one in public that ear hustles.
Right.
You hear something interesting and you may even take a couple steps back. What are you talking about? Or you come into a room and you say you hear something. And then when they see this was happening to you, and they see the Christ that you are exhibiting,
right.
And they say, oh my God, this Jesus must be real. Because if somebody did that to me, I would have knocked them into the middle of their sleep. But that man was
right.
Oh my God. So they want to say to God, just stay covered in the Word.
Amen.
Let's just be encouraged to stay in the Word.
Yes.
Even the more. Somehow pull away from social media that can draw you in and lock you in, and before you knew it, instead of you just being there half an hour, you're there 2.5 hours. just turn off your favorite, whatever you're watching on television, or just come away and just hear the Word of God. Then come away, my beloved. And you just want to spend some time with you. Anybody that you love, you learn more about them, and they learn more about you by spending time with them.
Yeah.
So therefore, spend some time with you. Not just early in the morning when we have to praise and worship. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock in the morning. But sometimes come away in the middle of the day. Come away in the middle of the evening. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
for the world.
AJ.
Deacon AJ.
You said, which one you want me to be?
You're going to be the one at the mic right now and tell us the seven pillars of wisdom.
Coachable, teachable spirit, burning desire to please God, and be excellent, willing to work and go extra mile, have a heart of integrity and honesty, a loving heart, have a forgiving heart, and have a giving heart.
Hallelujah. We comprehend, we're fully aware we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14. Hallelujah. Matthew 26:28. We thank you, Lord, that we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the text today, it says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
On the same night in which the Lord... Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Think
about those ones
you want to
stand
properly
for.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
In which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. How are you?
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, thank you.
Thank you for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declares, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. Does somebody need to be saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine, endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, hallelujah, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles. Your word says in Matthew 15:26 and 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. And St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. And Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, let me thank you again, Lord. He declared that this is the hallelujah, New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Your word says, your word say, God, your word say, Isaiah 43:26, bring you into remembrance. Your word say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers, and failures.
Yes, yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Yes.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to north, makes a north thing, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, in Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that this is a confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a confirmation meal that we are children of the Most High King. This is a confirmation meal that we recipients of the blessings of Almighty God. This is a confirmation meal that we recipients of the Abrahamic covenant blessings. This is a confirmation meal that we are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. We are holy ground post-cross. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we can boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to ask me any questions?
No.
Did you say no? Well, blessed be God.
For
the Christian Adonai.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get into this other chill.
Hallelujah.
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 But since you didn't have a question for me, I have a question for you.
Alrighty.
What time is it?
Woo. Time for the word. Time for the word.
Hallelujah.
Time for the word. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Time for the word. Time for the word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bring it on, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Bring on the word. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach for your word on today.
Yes.
I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly.
Thank you.
But I seize it with every ounce of this I have.
Thank you, Jesus.
Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Touch these lips of clay. That they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every good seed sown today. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now, I hope you in Radio Land and those here in the sanctuary got your books out.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Because we're going to give you some history and we're going to give you some scripture.
Amen.
Pastor Peaches, if you would read the addresses for today's message.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. Psalm chapter 91, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3. Job chapter 14, verse 1, 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9, 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 18, Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20, Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 17, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, Jude 1, 24 and 25.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, you told me there are 10 scriptures there. Now, y'all that need them to be restated, you can call Pastor Peaches after the service. 443-416-1201. Don't call me now and ask me for those scriptures. Call after service. All right, y'all? Now, I need to let y'all know some history. Current history and history way back when. On this past Friday, fell out of the wheelchair.
Oh, my Lord.
But I didn't stay down.
Oh, Lord.
I got up.
Amen. Amen.
Now, my cat came over to me and commiserated with me.
Oh.
But he could not help me get up.
Oh.
But my God,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Help me get up.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Now, some real, real history. Mm. In 1642, a civil war started in England. On one side was the royalists, or the Cavaliers is what they called them, led by King Charles I. On the other side was Oliver Cromwell and a group called the Parliamentarians, because they wanted Parliament to be the last word in governing the empire. And they were called Parliamentarians or Roundheads. That civil war ended September 3rd, 1651. And that something significant happened on that date, which has come down to us in a nursery rhyme. You say, wow, what happened? Most nursery rhymes, English nursery rhymes, there may be some other countries that do the same thing. English nursery rhymes, they always have political implications. This nursery rhyme, and you've heard this because you quoted it when you were 5 years old or 6 years old in your class. Here it goes. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's men and all the king's forces couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And that sounds real neat and nice for children. But that wasn't given, that wasn't written for children. That was a slap in the face of Charles I and the Cavaliers of the Royalists. Humpty Dumpty was a tremendously large cannon, and it sat on the wall of the stronghold of the Royalists. And the bombardment by the parliamentarians weakened the wall. So Humpty Dumpty fell. That's the cannon. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put that Humpty Dumpty, that cannon, back up so it could be used again. And they made fun of the warriors and their defeat.
Wow.
By the way, 2 years earlier, they actually executed Charles I. So the battles kept going on until that fateful day in September 3rd, 1651.
Wow.
Nice history, huh?
Amen.
All right. Can you read the first scripture? Somebody.
I got it.
Read the first scripture.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. I need
a mic. You need a mic.
Okay. For a just man falls seven times and rise up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief.
Okay, what is that word?
Mischief.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The title of today's message.
Thank you very much.
It's not how many times you fall, but how many times you get up.
Praise God.
Tell somebody, today's message is not how many times you fall,
not how many times,
but how many times you get up.
How many times you get up.
Tell neighbor.
neighbor.
Old neighbor.
Old neighbor.
It's not how many times you fall.
Not how many times you fall.
But how many times you get up.
How many times you get up.
If you fall six times and only get up five times, you're in trouble.
Amen.
It's important. Because some folks, they, I don't know why, but it's the devil. I know it's the devil. Mm-hmm. I do know why. So if you make a mistake, and you may, oh, God, he's angry at me, he's upset at me, let me go. I ain't going to church no more because I blew it. Mm-hmm. That's the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You in this answer, you're going to make mistakes. Now, that scripture says seven times. It says, what does it say? But just shall fall.
Yes.
Seven times.
Yes, seven times.
But see, it's not the number of times you fall. It's the number of times you get up.
Yes. Amen.
Come on now, y'all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You blew it. Okay.
Amen.
But you got an intercessor. Read the next scripture. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I got it.
Go.
Okay. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
Amen.
See, the unrighteous don't have nobody to call on when they fall.
That's right. Yep.
But we have somebody that we can call on. When we make a mistake, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
It's important for you to understand that when you make a mistake, you don't wallow down there. You don't stay down there. You call your elder brother. You call your father. You say, Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
And he'll help you get up.
Yes, he will.
Amen. And as I was trying to get up, I was speaking in my tongues, my prayer language. And we all got to speak in your prayer language.
Hallelujah.
It's going to help you get up. I'm going to tell you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to help you come on now. Hallelujah. It's going to help you get up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But when you fall. Hallelujah. What's that next scripture? Pass the pieces.
But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel.
Come on now.
Fear not.
Uh-huh. Are you in the mic?
For I have redeemed thee.
Okay, did they hear you?
But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Israel, and he that formed thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel.
Stop right there. They're the same person, aren't they? Jacob and Israel. Jacob was before his acceptance of Christ, and God changed his name before his acceptance of God, and being led by him. God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. Blessed of the Lord. Anointed of God. Chosen of God. Jacob was the trickster, the slickster, conniver.
Uh-huh.
So it don't matter where you are in him.
Yeah.
You can call him. Go ahead and read some more there.
Fear not, for I have redeemed thee.
Mm.
I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine.
But
when thou...
Wait, stop just right there. He has redeemed them. His name was Jacob. His name was changed to Israel.
Yes.
But he redeemed thee. He's talking to the same person.
Yes.
Yes! You've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
You made a mistake. Don't wallow in it.
Amen.
Look what God got you. Go ahead, read some more.
Yes. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee.
You in the light?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, go
when
ahead.
Thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned.
Thank you.
Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For For I am the Lord thy God, Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee.
He is your God. He's just not somebody you met along the way. He is your God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is your Savior. You fell. Somebody, you need somebody to help you up.
Amen.
To pick you up from where you're falling.
Right. Amen.
He is the Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and read the next scripture. Pastor Peter.
Job 14:1.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read that.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the word.
Hallelujah. What else shall call
you? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is why we want to make sure you have your prayer language.
Hallelujah.
Because sometimes we make a mistake that we can't even say. Speak in English. We got to just use our prayer language.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Pastor.
Man that is born of a woman is of beauty and full of trouble.
No, it has a big trouble. It has a big trouble.
Full of
trouble. It has one or two troubles.
Full of trouble. Full of trouble.
Do you understand the words that's coming out of the mouth of God?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Something happened to me. I thought when I got saved, things would be smooth and honky dory, and it won't be. It'd be ice cream and cake, You're more of a threat to the devil than you were when you was on his team.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, he will let you know that he's a big bad devil, but you was a threat to him. But when you cross over and to salvation, you became a new creature in Christ. You became a big threat to him.
Amen.
Stuff's going to come your way. But see, you got ammunition. This is why I keep telling folks to get all of your weapons of your warfare.
Yes. Yes.
Don't you be warming. I had one, I talked to one sister maybe about 2 months ago. And I was talking to her about prayer language. And she said, well, I used my prayer language about 10 years ago.
Whoa.
She hasn't used her prayer language in 10 years. And life has beaten her up.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't used her weapon. I tell you, folks, you go to war.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You go to war.
Yes.
You go to war to win.
That's right.
Yes. And you use whatever is necessary to win. And the weapons are our warfare are not common. But they're mighty to God to the pulling down of strongholds. Go to Ephesians 6, y'all. You don't go there now. I'm just, that's for putting them. Put that in the margin.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. Go ahead, finish reading what that was.
First John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen. See, he don't, there's no condemnation in Christ. He don't condemn us, he convicts us. And if we confess our sins, you made a mistake. Don't wallow in it.
Amen.
You've heard me say this so many times, don't saute it, marinate, meditate, ruminate over it. Just go to God. And what does that scripture say? Read that scripture again.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
If you fall, I'm going to help you get up. You don't have to stay there. Because it's not about how many times you fall. It's how many times you get up. And if you fall 4 times and only get up 3 times, you messed up.
Hallelujah.
Right. 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 Read me another scripture, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:18 says, and the Lord shall deliver thee from every evil work, and will preserve me
unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Read that first part of that scripture again.
And the Lord shall deliver me.
Stop. Do you hear that?
Yes.
Do you hear the words that's coming out of the mouth of God?
Yes.
Don't you let the devil tell you, oh, you done missed it. You may as well not even go back to church. Oh, you done blew it. Oh, you can I get it. Hallelujah. Oh, you just said I can stop now. That's the devil.
Amen.
That ain't God.
Amen.
Sean Carter, another boy.
Amen.
Read the next one.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 28:20 says,
hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for the word.
Thank you, Lord. Where shall God
have
enough?
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
You ain't by yourself. Come on now. You are not by yourself. You don't accept Christ as your personal Savior. You are not by yourself, baby.
Amen.
When you fall, you're still not by yourself.
Amen.
Just call on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he will answer you.
Hallelujah.
Call his name out. Say, Lord, I blew it. He said, that's all right, baby. I'm here for you. Get on up. Get up. And get on the good foot.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Do I have any more?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Proverbs 24:17.
Yep.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry, 24:17. 24:17 says, rejoice,
oh,
not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thy heart be glad when he stumbleth.
In other words, it's important for you to understand that scripture. Read 16 so we can understand what that says.
For a just man falleth seven times and rises up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief.
In other words, they fall, they don't get back up. They're stealing their stuff. There's some folks, they've been accounted now 30,000 lies that this one person's untold in 5 years. They fell, they're still down there. Because their Lord is not the Lord,
Amen.
Almighty God.
Amen.
But we can't rejoice. I know that there's something inside of us wants justice to be done. But
Amen.
The word to vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay it.
Amen.
Now, what we can do, we can just remember what the word of God says.
Amen.
Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So the seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any more scripture?
Yeah. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling.
Understand. You are called to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And just because your toe hurts, you don't cut your toe off and throw it away.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Just because you have a problem somewhere, you know, just because you fall, you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
Pick yourself off.
Amen.
Dust yourself off and get back in the race. That's life. That's what the people say. Oh, never mind.
Hallelujah.
Now, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back in the race. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But guess what? You're not doing it by yourself. Because God is with you. He's going to help you get up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And how many more scriptures are there?
One more.
One more.
1:24-25.
Hallelujah.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling.
Stop.
Hallelujah.
He is able to keep you from falling, so you won't fall again.
Hallelujah.
But if you fall, he'll help you pick you up too.
Yes,
go ahead, keep
reading.
Yes.
And to present you faultless
before
the presence of his glory.
Go ahead, keep on.
With exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior,
be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. That's it, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to understand, it's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you get up.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Put it in the most.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if you need help to get up, you know God is there.
Amen.
Jesus is available. Can I get a witness today? Jesus is available. Hallelujah. I don't care what kind of mistake you made. I want you to know that God can pick you up from where you're falling and present you before the presence of the glory. Chop out a little wood. Chop out a little. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, I'm going to turn this over to you. I really am. And I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Did you bring down the mask?
Hallelujah.
Did you bring down the masking tape? So I put open my mouth just in case. Okay, well, anyway, go ahead. I turn this over to you right now. Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what our hearts and ears have heard. We receive it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. For real, I'm turning it over to you. Pastor Peaches, for real.
We thank God for the word. We thank God for the word. We thank God that there is no mistake that we can make. Hallelujah. That God will not forgive us more. Hallelujah.
Well, you're the boy shaking
it. Hallelujah. If you want to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah. Please speak this prayer. Father,
hallelujah.
I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord, if you come into my heart, I'll make you my Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
And if you repeated that prayer, hallelujah, it's as simple as that. Hallelujah. You have crossed over from death unto life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Give us a call into the broadcast
program. Yes.
And let us know that you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. Don't you know that angels in heaven rejoices over one that has given a heart to the Lord?
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The most important decision that you are going to make in this life that will bless your life for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And that will bless you into eternity. And throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no decision in this life that you have ever made is more important than giving your heart to the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Heavenly. Hallelujah.
See you tomorrow morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to
thank you, Lord.
Been so good.
So good,
hallelujah.
So good.